The Successful Micropreneur Podcast is sponsored by YMT Consultants, a microbusiness consulting firm.
Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. My name is Mary McCarthy, and I am the owner of YMT Consultants and your host. Negativity seems to be the message of the day whenever we turn on the news. Recently, I listened to a Simon Sinek TED Talk about positive leadership, and I would like to talk about how we can change the message by becoming positive leaders in our everyday life and business. Joining me to discuss positive leadership is co-host Sharon DeLay, owner of GoHR. Sharon, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Mary.
So I sent you this link. I was feeling very negative not too long ago, listening to everything on the news was just negative and negative and negative, and everyone talking about each other and putting each other down. And I thought, you know, when I listened to this talk on TEDx, I thought, wow, what a great message. Why aren't we being more positive?
Right. I mean, that's a great question. I listened to this TED Talk, and I like Simon Sinek.
I do, too. His book, Start With Why, one of my all-time top favorites.
Yeah, you talk about that book all the time. Mm-hmm. And one of your questions today made me start thinking as well. And I'm listening to another person. I'm currently stalking her online to see if we can get her on the podcast.
She's a different term, because that's a negative connotation.
Oh, I'm currently reaching her online.
Fanning her is a nice word.
Trying to get her to come on. She's kind of along the same lines, and one of the things I'm trying today to not be critical. That is my challenge for today. So I had to go 24 hours without being critical, and each day she has a different thing.
How did you do?
I think I've done well, but it's been because I've been so absorbed in work. Maybe I haven't because client issues are always interesting, but who knows?
Okay, that may be another conversation.
I'll try again tomorrow.
But, you know, what I realized when I was listening to the TED Talk is that I feel like we have control over how we respond to things. So there's a lot of negativity. We don't have to choose to join in, and it seems like everyone's jumping on that bandwagon of let me put everyone down. And you know, the political ads over the last election, there was not a single positive that came out. We can start changing that.
I think we need to. To your point, political ads I don't think are ever really positive because then they wouldn't do the job they're supposed to do. But the overwhelming sense of negativity seems to be particularly palpable right now these days.
Yeah.
Just the politics, the environment, people feeling like they can say and do things. Just because some people have been saying and doing things that we wouldn't normally see as acceptable. So mm-hmm. I would agree. It's a little tough right now, and we do need some positivity.
Well, everyone has a voice.
Yes, and sometimes we're squelching some of those voices down.
Right. And we should respect, I think, what everyone has to say. So the TED Talk I'm talking about is Why Great Leaders Make You Feel Safe by Simon Sinek. And, you know, his number one TED Talk was all about his Start With Why, mm-hmm. which is the basis of his book, his Golden Circle. That has 38 million views. This one has 3 million. So it hasn't been listened to as well. But he talks about truly the difference between leadership and authority. That's what I found so interesting in this one. So you can be a leader.
Yes.
But being a person of authority, you can have a position, a leadership position, but that doesn't necessarily make you a positive leader. You just have authority. You can tell people what to do. You can challenge them. You can hold them accountable. But leadership from this conversation that I was listening to is about bringing people along with you, about elevating people. That makes you a positive leader.
And I think it's a particularly relevant message for small business owners, the mm-hmm. listeners of our podcast, because I think sometimes, you know, using me as an example again, I'm a business owner because I'm a horrible employee, and I recognize that. I admit it to everyone. But I think some people, when they go to start their own business, they take that as an opportunity to be the taskmaster.
I'm in control.
I'm in control. It's my business. We're going to do it my way or the highway. And I think those leaders, those business owners who are not in touch with what will work to grow their business are more that way. And I do see them a lot with smaller business owners.
Well, the other side of it is I can't share with you because I don't want you to know that I'm struggling, or I don't want you to know what my number is because you may think I should pay you more.
Shouldn't come into my office then.
So, I mean, I've seen that a lot as well. Mm-hmm. I've got to hold my information very close.
Yes.
However, if you open up and allow people to partner with you, they can help elevate your business and take you to that next level. You don't have to do it by yourself.
Absolutely. And I am here to tell you right now, I could not do it by myself. And I don't want to do it by myself. It's really, really hard to be a business owner.
Yes.
And I don't see how any business owner can grow their business if they are hoarding everything to themselves and trying to do it all.
Well, you really can't go to that next level. You can go to a certain level, but at some point you have to start opening up and passing along and trusting others.
Yes.
And moving to, because you're moving to a different role.
Right. And I think we need to look beyond just your employees as your team as well.
Right.
Your business advisors, your CPAs, your attorneys, all those other people that help round out.
Can help right, round out. Yes.
That help round out your business. You have to trust them. You have to have their back. You have to build those relationships with them as well. There are very few solopreneurs, mm-hmm. in my opinion, who do it well without wanting to hire somebody and are still happy. I think most of us continue to take on work, and then I think we become very frustrated and we don't know how to move forward. Or if we do move forward and hire somebody, we still don't know how to move forward with that individual.
It can be a challenge. So here's one example from his TED Talk that I absolutely love. So I really want to encourage everyone listening to go out and listen to this TED Talk. First of all, I'm sure he'd appreciate additional likes and listens. But what he was talking about is kind of getting to the point you just made, Sharon, that we're surrounded by danger every day, right? The business owners.
Yes.
But we also have to remember our employees, too. And we want to feel safe. And really, in order to feel safe, we need to support each other and we need to work as a team.
Have each other's back.
Have each other's back. So the employer needs to feel safe, and so does the employee. It's not an either or. We all need to. And that really takes us to the next level. And that's the positive leadership he was really talking about from my point of view. And he gave an interesting example. And I'm sure every one of us can relate to this example.
Yes.
He was sharing that he was standing, he was at an airport, waiting to board, and somebody tried to board, but they were trying to jump the line and board.
Yeah, outside of their seat number, their section
right.
number.
So the person started yelling at him. So Cynic said he walked up and asked, "Why are you yelling?" And the response he got back was, "Well, you know, this is my job, and I have to follow the rules, because if I don't follow the rules, I will get in trouble and I could be fired." So that was causing them to feel unsafe in their position and control of being effective in their position. So therefore, they were lashing out. So I thought that was a very interesting one, because I'm sure every single person listening has had at least some experience of seeing somebody lose it in an airport.
It's all over the news right
now. It's all over the news.
So, right. Of just incident after incident after incident. And just the environment that's created in those situations causes everybody to just kind of wig out anyway.
And that's a culture thing, because we talk culture all the time.
We talk culture
so
all the time.
What kind of culture does, and he didn't say which airline it was, but what kind of culture does this airline have that their employees feel so unsafe in their position that rather than just saying, "It's not your turn, please step back in mm-hmm. line," that they yelled at somebody. So now you're, you know, belittling and, you know.
Right. And
making everybody around you feel uncomfortable.
Right. Because even if you're focused on one person, those people who are around there and witnessing it is wondering when their turn is. So mm-hmm. when it's going to happen to them. And so even if as an owner, you think you are focused in on one person who you don't trust or who's not, who doesn't have your back, if you're making it a very verbal, visible thing, the other people who are nearby are just going to wonder when it's their time. And
yes.
So they're going to become paranoid, and they're going to walk on eggshells, and they're going to be frightened to make decisions that may advance your business.
So this podcast is brought to you by Pathways Credit Union. They offer business loans with capital at a competitive interest rate and flexible terms. Or for everyday expenses, experience the buying power of a Pathways Business Rewards MasterCard that gives you control of credit availability and cash flow. Visit Pathways Credit Union at pathwayscu.com. or give them a call today. We appreciate our advertisers and sponsors who make this podcast possible. So currently we're listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast, and we're talking with Sharon DeLay of GoHR about positive leadership. So the other podcast, or the other TED Talk that Cynic did, was about his book, Start With Why. It was The Golden Circle. It's about communicating, and it's expressing why we do what we do. And that was also about leadership. And he talked about, you know, his example in there was Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, Dr. King was not the first person that tried to make a change. He was not the only person that was great in giving speeches. But yet, he's the one that's remembered for making major impacts when others were not. And what he really highlighted in that was, it was about his approach. It was about, you know, the inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a dream. I'm not trying to change things. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm sharing a vision. I'm sharing a big picture. And it's about us. It's about we. And that was a big part of why. Why do you do what you do and share it? So getting back to positive leadership, if we want others to have buy-in, they need to know why.
Exactly. It's funny, this question, when I saw it, I got a little bit giddy because I was listening to that particular TED Talk
mm-hmm.
a couple of weeks ago, and I literally drew the circle, the three levels of the circle, and it's pasted on my wall. So when I'm sitting and looking at my computer, mm-hmm. it's right at eye level, so I see it all the time. I believe I am good at sharing the why with my employees. I don't believe I'm necessarily good at doing it with potential clients.
Interesting.
And I think there must be some kind of block. So with my employees, I'm very transparent. I always share the why. It's how we learn together. It's mm-hmm. how we get past mistakes. But with clients, I think I'm a typical small business owner in that I just want to tell you, this is what you need, this is what you need, this is what you need. And I sometimes forget the why. And I think, and from that perspective, that is a great tool to have pasted in front of you and to remember to guide your conversation.
And so for our listening audience who has not read the book yet, even though I've recommended it multiple times, or has not listened to this particular TED Talk, I know, multiple times, right? I love this book. His golden circle has three circles. So the outside circle is the what. The next circle in is the how, and then the center circle is the why. And what he says is we tend to talk about the what when really people resonate and they buy because of the why. They buy what we want to accomplish. They mm-hmm. buy what we do. Our services, working with us as an employee.
Right.
It's all about the why. I've kind of equated that, and it's, you know, take that with a grain of salt, to the features, benefits, and value. Again, the features is the what. We sell on our features. We tell people what we do. So we're talking at people. The how is, you know, our benefits. This is how we provide our service. The value is the why. It's what we care about. It's the relationship development. It's the interaction and the connection.
I've been around the features, benefits, and values forever as mm-hmm. well, but I have to tell you the what, why, and how.
Oh, it's so much deeper, isn't it?
It resonates mm-hmm. a lot because it's
it
the
does.
Language we speak.
Right.
And really, quite honestly, the what and the how, that's why we started a business. We're great technicians.
Mm-hmm.
So the what and the how comes naturally to us. It comes very easy to us. We get it, but it's very internalized. That why is very internalized to us. We get the what and the how and what the outcome is going to be and why it's important. But sometimes we can't get out of our own heads to communicate that to prospective clients. So keeping that visual reminder has been very, very helpful to me.
It's a wonderful tool. And it goes so much deeper than the features, benefits, value. But it's a great way to think about, because we have to remember, if you're a positive leader, you're a leader not just in your business. You're also a leader in your personal life. You're a leader with your employees, with your clients, with your vendors. We are leading how people respond, interact, relate mm-hmm. to us. And those are all choices, so we can be positive and bring people in and make them want to be a part of our circle. We really can. And that's a choice that we can make.
Yes.
It's sometimes challenging. I got an email today from someone that said, I love the way you're handling all this. You know, emails were flying about a specific thing going on. And I had a couple times had to take deep breaths before I responded. But I'm really pleased with the responses I had. I'm pleased with the responses that I'm getting back. And we're moving positive in a forward way. And it takes effort.
It takes effort.
It's very easy just to respond in a negative way.
It is. I mean, it's that microsecond, that millisecond between the thought that fires off in your brain and how quick it gets to your mouth. And I think it takes a good, strong leader to put some kind of stop between your brain and your mouth, mm-hmm. to let things simmer a little bit before you open your mouth and it comes out.
And I think that's a great piece of advice to end this podcast with. So everyone that's out there listening, before you respond, take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath and put a little bit of thought behind it.
And if you don't, if you haven't listened to the book, listen to it. If you want to watch the TED Talk and write yourself or draw your golden circle and stick it on your desk, that's a great piece of advice as well.
I love it. I look at it every day.
So I would like to thank Sharon for joining us today. As usual, I think we have really good conversations and we hope you enjoyed them. So her contact information will be posted along with this podcast on our website, thesuccessfulmicropreneur.com. Thank you for listening to the Successful Micropreneur podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, like us on Facebook, and share our podcast link with all of your micro business owner friends. Thank you again for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of YMP Consultants, where starting a business is tough, failing a business is unnecessary.
The Successful Micropreneur podcast is supported by YMT Consultants. Too often as micro business owners, we struggle with paying our bills, hiring employees, and even paying ourselves. YMT Consultants assists you in overcoming the challenges of business ownership. In fact, we guarantee growth results by partnering with you, holding you accountable, and growing you as a leader. If you or someone you know is struggling, stop and give us a call today at 614-602-6530.